Hello to all my lovely listeners out there in the la-la land of the Booniverse. I'm currently reading the epic novel It by Stephen King. I wouldn't necessarily consider it his magnum opus, because I think that would either be the Dark Tower series or The Stand, but it's over 1,000 pages in length, so it comes pretty darn close. I did read it some years ago, but I subsequently forgot so many crucial plot elements that I thought it would be worth delving into again. Well, I recently came to a part of this book that totally made me hearken back to the prompt for day 9 of the February 2017 audio event. I realize this may sound rather egotistical, but Sassy Cat, I kind of hope you listen to this at some point because I think you might really get a kick out of it. The prompt for day 9, for those of you who may have forgotten, asked us to reveal the contents of our medicine cabinets. Well, I thought I had a lot of medication, but the medicine cabinet into which you're about to catch a glimpse if you keep listening makes mine look absolutely barren. I think this is the medicine cabinet of the fictional world's biggest hypochondriac. Now, it is a horror novel, but don't worry, folks, if you're not a horror fan, the passage you're about to hear is not especially horrific, unless, that is, you find a hypochondriac's hoard particularly horrifying. I personally found it quite amusing, I think because it came as comic relief after a section of the book which had been hitherto very sad and hard to read. So I hope that some of you enjoy this as much as I did, and I will try not to laugh because I don't want to detract from your listening pleasure, but I still find some of Stephen King's witty descriptions for these medicines extremely funny. I don't think that just some of these exist anymore, but they certainly did in the 80s when this book was published. So here we go. The literary world's biggest hypochondriac and his medicine cabinet.
If you would know all there is to know about an American man or woman in the middle class as the millennium nears its end, you would need only to look in his or her medicine cabinet. Or so it has been said. But dear Lord, get a look into this one as Eddie Capsbrack slides it open, mercifully sliding aside his white face and wide staring eyes. On the top shelf, there's Anacin, Excedrin, Excedrin PM, Contact, Gelusil, Tylenol, and a large blue jar of Vicks, looking like a bit of brooding deep twilight under glass. There is a bottle of Vivarin, a bottle of Cerutan. That's nature's spelled backwards, the ads on Lawrence Welk used to say when Eddie Capsbrack was but a wee slip of a lad. And two bottles of Phillips Milk of Magnesia, the regular, which tastes like liquid chalk, and the new mint flavor, which tastes like mint-flavored liquid chalk. Here is a large bottle of Rolaine standing chummily close to a large bottle of Tums. The Tums are standing next to a large bottle of orange-flavored Digel tablets. The three of them look like a trio of strange piggy banks stuffed with pills instead of dimes. Second shelf and dig the vites. You got your E, your C with rose hips. You got B simple and B complex and B12. There's L-lysine, which is supposed to do something about those embarrassing skin problems. And lecithin, which is supposed to do something about that embarrassing cholesterol buildup in and around the big pump. There's iron, calcium, and cod liver oil. There's one-a-day multiples, Myadec multiples, Centrum multiples. And sitting up on top of the cabinet itself is a gigantic bottle of Geritol, just for good measure. Moving right along to Eddie's third shelf, we find the utility infielders of the patent medicine world. X-Lax, Carter's Little Pills. Those two keep Eddie Capsbrack moving the mail. Here nearby is Kaopectate, Pepto-Bismol, and Preparation H in case the mail moves too fast or too painfully. Also some Tucks and a screw-top jar just to keep everything tidy after the mail has gone through. Be it just an advertising circular, or two addressed to occupant, or a big old special delivery package. Here is Formula 44 for coughs, NyQuil and Dristan for colds, and a big bottle of castor oil. There's a tin of Sucrets in case Eddie's throat gets sore, and there's a quartet of mouthwashes. Chloraseptic, Cepacol, Cepastat in the spray bottle, and, of course, good old Listerine, often imitated but never duplicated. Visine and murine for the eyes, Cordate and Neosporin ointment for the skin, the second line of defense if the L-lysine doesn't live up to expectations. A tube of Oxy-5 and a plastic bottle of Oxy-Wash, because Eddie would definitely rather have a few less cents than a few more zits, and some tetracycline pills. And off to one side, clustered like bitter conspirators, are three bottles of coal tar shampoo. The bottom shelf is almost deserted, but the stuff which is here means serious business. You could cruise on this stuff, okay? On this stuff, you could fly higher than Ben Hanscom's jet and crash harder than Thurman Munson's. There's Valium, Percodan, Elevil, and Darvon Complex. There is also another Sucrets box on this low shelf, but there are no Sucrets in it. If you opened that one, you would find six Quaaludes. Eddie Kastbrack believed in the Boy Scout motto.
There you have it, folks. The medicine cabinet of the fictional world's biggest hypochondriac. That, of course, was not me reading, because I didn't suddenly go for a voice change. That was the inimitable Chuck Benson, who used to narrate books for the National Library Service in the U.S.